With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant has left multiple people dead and missing. The blast took place today at Accurate Energetic Systems. That's about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Authorities say secondary explosions have prevented rescuers from approaching the site, and the cause of the blast is still unknown. A federal judge is temporarily blocking deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a serious risk of flash flooding in the southwestern U.S. through the weekend as a tropical storm heads inland from the Pacific.
Bands of rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla are forecast to drench much of Arizona, as well as parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, and Southern California. Some areas could see up to 4 inches of rain. That's a risk for drivers and people out hiking and camping in canyon country. Experts warn people to keep away from canyons and desert washes that can flood miles downstream from where it rains. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Just in time for Halloween, chocolate prices are on the rise. The Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute says that's partly because cocoa costs have more than doubled since early 2024. Companies are cutting their own costs by reducing seasonal product lines and resorting to shrinkflation. That's reducing portion sizes while maintaining the regular price. It's been slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is off by 512 points, and NASDAQ down 506. This is SRN News. A new study of America's children and their screens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The ruling comes from the civil rights offices at the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services. The agencies say the Minnesota government there is violating Title IX. This is SRN News. Ships have streamed up and down the Delaware River in Philadelphia to kick off a celebration of two very special birthdays right around the corner.
Thousands of people attended the boat parade to honor the Navy and the Marine Corps. The Navy began on the 13th of October, 1775. Less than a month later, the Marine Corps was formed on the 10th of November. And just for the record, the Marine Corps got its start in, of all places, a bar. The very first Marines were signed up in Tun's Tavern in Philadelphia. No doubt they later celebrated. Jason Walker reporting.
Dolly Parton's sister Freda Parton is asking for prayers as the country music legend continues to battle an unspecified health crisis. It was serious enough that Parton canceled 6 of her scheduled performances in Las Vegas. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.